Welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where I am bringing you once again another in-depth interrogation of a movie for its plot and its content. And this is going to be one of those ones that you are glad and that I'm glad that I did, because I was not sure what to expect with this one. And I watched it, and I'm glad that I can kind of help you navigate this one, if this is one that you were possibly considering, or you could still might be considering it. But I think it helps to kind of go into this with a little bit of, what's the word I want to use? I'm going to hold off on using the word I was going to use. It's not a curse word or anything, but I don't want it to give away too much of what this movie is about. Now, the movie that we're talking about, you probably haven't heard of. It's kind of an indie title. And by indie, I mean it's like more of an independent film of sorts. It's a full-length feature. It's like an hour, 27 minutes. And the movie is God's Here. Now, we know about the God's Not Dead movies and all of these other movies that have very similar titles to this and kind of how they play out. There will be one face that you would recognize from the God's Not Dead movies that is he's kind of one of the main players in this story, and that would be Kevin Sorbo. And you'll see him in this one, but this one is, like I said, it's titled God's Here. I want to address right up front that I gave this movie a guilty rating, and I know that will be highly controversial, but there is one particular scene where it's the content that is on the screen is absolutely not appropriate for young viewers. It's nothing adult in nature. It's just the theme of people who are sensitive to suicide, self-harm. If you're struggling with that yourselves, please, I always try to put blurbs and stuff on things like this, but please, if you are struggling with this or you know somebody who is, please dial 988. 911 is typically the call for emergency, but 988 is the suicide prevention hotline. So if you or a loved one is struggling with that, please make a note of that. And hence why I am giving this movie a guilty rating. But don't worry, like I said, no spoilers ever, nothing even close to a spoiler here. But what is the movie about? Well, that's a little harder to get into. We get to meet Jack Gilmore, and he is a fireman with the Granby, Texas Fire Department. And just going out doing his job, and he's got a beautiful wife and a loving son. And they're getting ready for Christmas. They're talking about the things they're going to be doing before Christmas and getting all ready for that. Well, he goes to work just like he does every other day. And his wife and son go out to run some errands and take care of some stuff. And unfortunately, while Jack is out at work, they get the call that there's been an accident. And the fire chief gets the call saying who has been in the accident. And before he has a chance to tell Jack what's going on, they arrive on scene, and Jack is just distraught beyond words that it is his loved ones that were involved in this. And don't worry, that's not a spoiler. That's even in the bit of the trailers on that. But where does he go from here? How does he move on from here? Well, that's where the story really gets kind of complicated. The accident wasn't simply just an ordinary accident. There's a lot more to it. And as they start to look for answers, and he's just struggling trying to move on from this, the whole town is trying to rally behind him and help him. And then when some of the answers begin to be revealed of who it was in the other vehicle and what the situation was, it all kind of comes back to some of the main players in the movie in a little bit of a different way. When it's all kind of resolved and everybody kind of is dealing with the consequences of what all has happened. The ending is, you know me, I won't spoil it for you, but it's definitely not what you'd expect on something like this. This, as much as this story tries to do, it is so lackluster in emotion. I mean, there are scenes that you want to be emotional and to draw you in, and just this is the kind of movie you want it to rip your heart out, because you want to be able to feel for these people, and there's so little emotion going on screen. It's almost like, did these people even try to become the characters? Or it feels like a very low budget Hallmark movie that without I mean, it tries to have the heart, but it just doesn't quite get there. I mean, there's none of that. There's none of the story or none of the emotion or anything like that that pulls you in. Even at the darkest parts of this movie, the parts where it's like you find yourself, okay, we've all seen those movies where we find ourselves and we're just sobbing and we're trying to just try to get our breath enough so we don't have to like pause the movie or whatever to get a tissue. We've all seen those. And this one, just as much as it wants to, it just doesn't quite get there. I don't know why. I don't know if it was something with the writing. I don't know if it was something with some of the way it was done. I'm not going to criticize any particular person or even like the director or producer. It's like when something such as this tries to, so hard to reach into the heart of this. And then I was looking into this a little bit more after watching this, and it's actually inspired by a true story. Now, not directly. I mean, it's not using the same exact scenario and everything, but it's inspired by a true story. It's like, okay, if you're going to do that, give me something more. If you're really going to do that, give me something meaty to hold on to throughout the movie. Give me the revenge. Give me the emotion. Give me the tears. Give me the anger. Give me the frustration. Just give it to me. If I'm going to watch a movie like this, you've got to deliver. You can't just kind of go through this as if it's day-to-day life and there's not more to it. And that's how this one is approached. It just kind of just goes through all of these things. And at the times when you expect that emotion to be raw and real and in your face and just to reach through the screen, grab your heart, pull it out, Indiana Jones style. But not in the literal sense. But like I said, you know the movies I'm talking about that just do that. And you keep waiting for this one to do that, and it just doesn't quite get there. So I am score-wise on this one, I was actually going a little bit lower than where I ended up on this one, but I was talking to somebody very special to me about this, and we just kind of discussed it. I'm like, okay, maybe I can't. Okay, initially I was in the 3.5, 3.7, 5 out of 10 range, and it honestly wasn't that bad. But this is not one of those ones that's... Oh, and I forgot to put my phone on silent. That's embarrassing. But this is not one of those by any means. But at the same time, it's not... Like, even a 5 is good story, significant flaws. And don't get me wrong, there are significant flaws in this movie. It's like, don't even get me started. It's like, if... Were they even paying attention? Honestly, were they even paying attention? And, you know, if you're curious, if any of the movie creators or the listening to this are curious what I'm talking about, yeah, feel free to reach out. I don't mind at all, but I'm not going to air all the dirty laundry right here. It's like, I'm not, my goal is to try to help people decide if this is something that they want to watch. And if you are into like the B-list of the Hallmark movies type stories, then you're probably going to enjoy this. Or, you know what, if you're from Granbury, Texas, I'm going to mispronounce that, then you're probably going to enjoy this because this was filmed and all done just locally and everything right there. But if not, I mean, a 4 out of 10 for a story such as this really isn't so bad. It's watchable but forgettable, because honestly, if somebody asks me a week, a month from now, what movie I watched, and even try to describe a little bit of the plot, I'm going to struggle to find the title of it. So, it's just that, oh, okay, regarding some of the mistakes, there's going to be some of the mistakes that stick with me for a while, because I'm just was like, were you even paying attention? It's like, I had to pause it a few times and go back. It's like, did I really just, why? But ultimately, I hope this is going to help you, at least a few of you. Like I said, if you like the B-list Hallmark type movies, you might be able to enjoy this. If you can relate with some of what's happening in the story, then you might be able to go along with it a little bit with that too. And check out the trailer. If you're really curious, go check out the trailer. Again, the movie title is God's Here, and it's actually pretty easy to find. So I hope this, like I said, I hope this helps at least somebody with something on this. I I want to apologize for being so harsh, but at the same time, that's my job. So I'm not going to apologize for staying true to the deputy scale, which is kind of at the forefront of what I do. So if you want to get the latest and greatest of Movie Deputy content, you know which buttons to push. And as always, I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.